Welcome to Wisdom from the Word. I'm Alan Chambers, your host. Today's topic is, He was never just a baby. I'm talking about Jesus. You see, one dilemma that we face during Christmas time is that we can become so comfortable with the baby Jesus that it is easy to momentarily forget that Jesus was never just a baby. He was born Savior and Lord. We get comfortable with the baby Jesus. We look at cute baby pictures, and Jesus pictures of the images that we see of the baby Jesus look like any other baby picture. This little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The innocent baby, helpless in the manger. Wouldn't or couldn't hurt a fly. But it's easy for us to forget that this baby was born a Savior. It is proclaimed in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, the angels proclaim, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." He was never just a baby. It is important that we remind ourselves on Christmas that he was never just a baby. From the beginning, even before his birth, the angels proclaim the coming Savior, the coming Lord. The thought of Jesus as just a baby, which has infiltrated our culture, leads to many errors. It leads to the thought of Jesus just being a good man. Look how kind he is. Looks to the error of just Jesus being a moral teacher. Listen to his teaching, how inspirational it is, how it makes us feel good about mankind. That Jesus is just an example of how to live. And what we do with that is we go through the Bible picking out the stories we like and ignoring the others that are more uncomfortable. We love stories about how he treated little children. But it's easy for us to forget about the story of him cleansing the temple. From the very beginning, he was recognized for who he is, the Savior, the Lord. He is not just a baby or a man to be admired, but God to be obeyed. He didn't come just to give us cute teaching points, but to transform our lives, to change us. How do we say things like, "That's just who I am. It's in my family dynamics." And Jesus answers, "So what? I've come to transform you and make you into who I want you to be, who I've created you to be. I'm the Savior. I am the Christ. I came to change who you are and to make you who I've created you to be." See, even if you go back to Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus was born a man, but he is and always was God. It is important that we understand that when we're talking about Jesus, when we're talking about God, we're talking about the God who creates. That is important because we can use the phrase "in the beginning, God," and that is great. But what matters is who God is. The God of the Bible is a God who creates the heaven and earth. A God who creates has the right and the authority to demand obedience. A God who creates is powerful. not just a little more powerful than us, but he is the God who can speak worlds into existence. Jesus is God, the God who creates, the God who spoke the world into existence. Jesus is not just a baby in a manger. He is God who came in the flesh and became man and dwelt among us. It is critical that we understand who Jesus is, because if we don't, it is easy to worship a Jesus of our creation who is not Jesus of the Bible. It is easy for us to be satisfied with being, quote, spiritual, being moral, being religious. These are not bad things, but they're not the point. Even in our hymns, and one of the most popular hymns, Christmas hymn, Every Silent Night, but it is very easy for us to miss that third verse in that passage. It is very easy for us to miss that third verse to say, Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, O love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. From the very beginning, he is Lord. It is critical that we understand who Jesus is. You see, we ought to be good people, but that's not the goal. You see, even the term good is by definition a relative term. What we mean is someone is good in comparison with someone else who may be less good. But in an ultimate sense, none of us are good. We're all selfish in our own right. We all want our way. We all need a Savior. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth is to be worshipped as God, to be obeyed as God, and to be allowed to change us, yes, our behavior, our outside outward behavior, but to change us at the heart level. Earthly lords are feared, but not worshipped. Earthly lords can change our behavior out of fear of punishment. But Jesus wants to change our heart. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, changes us out of his love for us. It changes us as we recognize that we owed a debt that we could not pay. We're all sinners. We're all deserving eternal damnation. But Jesus came as our sacrifice. He came and he paid a debt that we could not pay. He saved us. And we have to make it personal. Did he save you? Did we accept that debt that we owed? He's not just a baby. He's my Lord. It's no longer what do I think, but what does he say? No longer what do I want, but what does he want for me? It's no longer about who I am, but who he has made me to be. He was never just a baby. He is Lord. Again, I'm Alan Chambers, and this is a presentation of Wisdom from the Word. Feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. Wisdom from the Word would love to encourage you and help you grow in Christ. You may email me at wisdomfromthewordfirst@gmail.com. Call or text me at 252-316-2667, or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Again, thank you for listening.